Stranded by floodwaters. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. With roadways and bridges washed out, many people in southwest Florida remain trapped in their waterlogged homes days after Hurricane Ian blew ashore.
Day one, it was mainly emergency rescues. That has changed now. A lot of families coming out. We've seen those families, some of them in tough shape with small children after two or three days. Some people getting a little impatient. The list for rescues several hundred long, and some people decided to blow up rafts and take matters into their own hand.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Northport. The number of dead in Florida up to 47. Hundreds of thousands are still without power. President Biden will get a firsthand look at storm damage. He'll travel to Puerto Rico tomorrow and to Florida on Wednesday. Seven Americans are on their way home from Venezuela, the White House securing their release. Five of the detainees are oil executives held for nearly 5 years.
The move is seen as an act of goodwill by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro amid somewhat softening relations with the United States. In return, the U.S. releasing two nephews of Maduro's wife who had been jailed for years on drug smuggling convictions.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. To the battle in Ukraine and renewed fears that Russia could resort to nuclear weapons, the leader of Chechnya is urging Moscow to consider the use of low-yield nuclear weapons as Ukraine retakes more territory.
The blue and yellow Ukrainian flag flying once again over an area Putin claimed as Russian. Ukrainian forces continue to push forward.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A riot in Indonesia after a soccer match has left at least 174 people dead. Police say most victims were trampled. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Opening statements are expected tomorrow in the most high-profile prosecution stemming from last year's Capitol riot. The founder of the Oath Keepers Militia, Stuart Rhodes, and four other men face federal charges of seditious conspiracy, among other things. Prosecutors say they used force after plotting for weeks to oppose the peaceful transfer of power from President Trump to President-elect Joe Biden. Defense lawyers are expected to argue that the defendants believed Mr. Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act, which never happened. A veteran paramedic with the New York City Fire Department will be laid to rest on Wednesday.
61-year-old EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling is described by her colleagues as a hero, a well-respected, beloved public servant who served New York for 25 years. Police say she was brutally stabbed in a horrific attack on Thursday near her fire station in what authorities describe as a barbaric and unprovoked incident.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Russo Elling was said to be just months away from retirement. Her accused killer is behind bars charged with murder after briefly barricading himself inside an apartment. As national elections are held in Brazil, the future of the Amazon rainforest could be at stake.
September, marking the worst month in a decade for Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Satellites detecting over 42,000 fires last month alone as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has given more leeway to deforesters while he denies that deforestation has risen during his time in office. Presidential elections begin Sunday in Brazil, with political insiders speculating that workers are cutting and burning as much of the forest as they can before a president with stricter guidelines potentially takes over.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.